welcome from our home base here in San Francisco. This is Wizards of the Cast, episode 52. In a room devoid of planeswalkers, save for myself, we have a very special episode. Over the weekend, as many of you may know, was Grand Prix Las Vegas, and me and Cole and Larry and, you know, a lot of, apparently, 7,952 other people or something. I can't do math. We're there. It's a huge event. A lot of fun. We didn't get to record our regular episode this week, but we did have Cole, our roving reporter, wander around and kind of talk to some people. So this is this episode is more of a bit of an audio diary. You'll hear in the beginning, Cole's gonna, he walks in, you get his sort of initial reactions to the convention center and the ruckus fun that happened there. And he went around and talked to some people throughout, saw how they were doing. You get to experience some beat stories live, be they good, be they bad. Usually they're bad. That's just how people are. And then you get to hear me and him at the end of the day, sort of going over the day's events. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. Thought would give you guys a little something, because we didn't, you know, we couldn't record the regular episode. But at least you have this. And we will return next week with our regular scheduled programming. So please enjoy Cole. Live from the Convention Center in Las Vegas.
Wow. It is massive in here. It is a huge convention center. This is probably two times the size of San Jose. There are Magic players as far as you can see, frankly. Looks like I'm hitting just about lunchtime. There are scurry of players trying to grab food before the next round. Judges checking slips, getting ready for the next round to start. Sean McLaren just walked past me. I was a little intimidated, but it is a mass of people. I'm going to see if I can find some of the boys, check in with how they're doing. Updates soon.
Sure. Let me just, looks like George's packing up.
I just buy foils. I haven't even played anything. I just, like, passed another vendor, and I was like, ooh, there's a new binder, and, like, spent $12 on foils. I may not even play in a sanctioned event. Well, my cube is going to be pimp as fuck. I'm not going to apologize.
There's one table that just has a box. Just full of,
oh, I did. I've looked through that box.
You know, look at the deck now.
I had Khan on 15, and it had a Cathodian and a Blinding Soul Eater under it. I'm on 3 life, and my opponent's in green-white. What do you do? He has no board.
What? I don't understand. What the hell?
How many cards in hand?
Wow. Is that 3 mana leaks?
That was 3 mana leaks.
3 mana leaks, 1 lightning bolt.
Restart?
You would restart?
No.
Okay, I didn't restart. Guess what he pulled off the top of his deck?
2 burst lightnings.
Ulamog.
3 mana leaks, Karn.
And I had a mana leak in hand.
Jeez.
But he still exiled Karn. Because Ulamog exiles when it's cost.
Destroys.
Destroys, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I would restart the game.
I wouldn't have, because he's in green white.
Yeah.
Has nothing in hand. I've got a monolith and a grip full of cards. Fairly mediocre set of cards underneath.
What the Karn reset? Karn. What the Karn exile?
Blinding Soul Eater, which I can't activate without pain, and a Cathodian.
Yeah. I mean, that's 4 damage.
But I'm at 3 life against green white with no cards in hand. What haste thing causes me to lose the game?
Ulamog.
Yeah.
Doesn't have haste?
That's how it works. What's your record?
Oblivion Ring is
he's 2-2.
Yeah. 2-2.
O-Ring would have been better.
O-Ring would have been better.
So the question is, you going to play round 5?
No, I'll play round 5. Unless you guys want to go play something else.
Oh, you should play round 5. There's good prizes at 3.
Actually, let's go see what the prizes are and see if it's forfeit.
What are the pairings?
I don't know.
All right, I found Larry, finally. I found one of our podcast hosts. Larry, how's it going today?
Well, my artifact deck just got Herkel's recalled.
Oh, no.
End of turn, Herkel's recall, go up to 13 cards. I guess I'll discard a couple. And then I've played two rounds, and which is five games, and three of the five games I've not seen one of my two colors in my two-color deck or my fourth land.
Man, you got the best luck for this kind of stuff. Going to these events and not drawing a fourth land. That's frustrating. How do you feel about your pool though? Like was it good? Are you competitive?
It's got really good synergy. It's not super powerful though.
Yeah.
Like I mean I lost like game one, the very first game I played, which was after my buys, the guy played a turn six 12-12 Apocalypse Hydra. That's the kind of stuff you have to deal with.
Yikes. Yikes, it sounds kind of like cube level craziness.
He was playing like cube, and I was like just playing Modern Masters.
Not
I was playing Modern Master good stuff, and he was playing broken cards.
Yeesh. All right, so how many losses are you at?
2-2.
2-2. Okay, so you're...
That's it.
You're
I only got nothing left to give.
You're done. Okay.
Did you drop?
No, not yet. I'll play one more.
Just going to lay there.
Yeah, just lay there, flop around like a little fish. And my other opponent, my last opponent, was like, "Oh, my deck's just okay." As he played his fourth Maul Drifter in the game, I was like, "Really, dude? Like, we need to talk about like
what's okay.
good and what's just okay." Yeah, I mean that's actually how he was able to like just stay in that game until he got his Herkel's recall.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
And the Infinity deck does not like Herkel's recall.
The Infinity deck, I think, is not.
He left me like with like a 2/2 bird or something. Yeah. I'm like, that's bad.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Who's your friend here?
You want me to tell you? This is Mr. Stone.
Mr. Stone, great.
Jeffrey Stone.
Jeffrey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm surprised that I'm on a podcast. This is really strange.
You'll be fine. Yeah. We can edit it out, too, if you're not interested. But, how's your day going? You crack any power?
This is the fifth sealed I've played, and it's the worst pool I've had by far. My two wins came from buys. So.
Okay. All right.
2-2 with two buys.
Yeah, I have two mediocre, two-color aggro decks.
Yeah.
And we'll see if I can cheat a few wins.
Yep. Steal a few out.
Yeah, it's not very good.
All right.
Cranial Extraction's not going to get there.
Yeah.
I actually think that might be the worst
That's going to be a terrible card.
I got the
open.
Worst rare, yeah. And then I added, you see that, and I got...
you could get, like, an Ugin's Nexus or whatever. That's pretty bad, too.
Yeah, but that could be played, right? I mean,
I got a Blinkmoth Nexus also.
Yeah. That's not that great.
What is it? The land that becomes, like, a flyer, the artifact land.
I think it's got Infect, though, at least, right?
And I got a Guile. Pretty good. Yeah.
Guile's pretty good.
Yeah, it's just not very good in this format, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have counter spells, I think you'd be better, but you don't really have counter spells, so.
You got mana leaks, but that's it.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe they're side drafts. Maybe that sounds appealing right now.
Yeah.
I'm getting warmed up for that.
Beatings. Well, there's a lot going on. I mean, there's plenty. I mean, it's massive. How's the tournament being run for you guys? Are you feeling like there's a lot of...
It's a little slow.
There's a lot of color coding going on, and
It
seems like they're
like,
trying.
They have it split into like two different sections of 4,000 each, right?
Yeah.
And then they have it each of those split up into like color coded, like basically via planeswalker. And
so yeah, I noticed that.
It's pretty cool. They have like Gideon have white tables, Nissa's green tables.
Yeah. Okay.
I
mean
that part I have to say I'm pretty that's some pretty clever like thing. But
yeah.
They're running all of this though.
Yeah. Well, it is a lot of players.
Yes.
Cool.
It could be significantly worse.
Yes. Yeah, it could
it's
be a lot
as
worse.
As bad as I thought it was going to be.
I am. That's what I'm saying. Now. Like, it is running slow, but it's running. So, at the end of the day, I'm not really all that upset.
It's much better than the sealed trials.
Oh, yeah.
I entered a 1 p.m. sealed trial yesterday, and it ended at 9.
I think 5 rounds.
9 p.m., and it's a 5-round seal.
So 8 hours. 8 hours for 5 rounds.
9 p.m.? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Nice.
Wow.
Actually just realized maybe I should have gone white, red, splash, black. Like an aggro. Because I got those two bloodthirst guys that the two drop uncommons.
Yeah.
The when they're bloodthirsty, Berserker.
Yeah. The Berserker? Yeah, those guys are good.
And I'm really good. I'm going to sit down and figure this out and hopefully just go 5-0, you know?
So I think the problem is that, like, you're looking at it, and I've actually seen people do this, and they're like, oh, you know, I totally built my deck wrong. But the fact of the matter is your deck's still not, like, a winning
deck.
It's
not powerful.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're like, oh, I could have done this instead, and it would have been slightly
better. But it's like, I don't want to build an aggressive sealed deck. It's not where I want to be, but I was forced there. And I don't like being forced to do things in sealed.
I feel like the aggressive sealed decks, I don't know. I mean, I'm hearing a lot. Most of the people that I've talked to are doing well, are playing the slower,
I have powerful
color,
shit, and like if you don't kill me, I'm going to beat you.
And then I'm going to find my Karn and beat you.
And there are a lot of those kinds of cards. Like that guy playing 12-12 Apocalypse Hollywood. Like if I don't get my one arrest or my one otherworldly journey, he just wrecks me on levels, right? I mean, he just sits there and he's like, I attack, and I'm like, okay, I guess I'm blocked with my 2/2. And then he's like, end of turn, he's like, remove a counter, do one, remove a counter, do one, remove a counter, and it's still a 9/9.
I'm used to like being able to have board position and like outmaneuvering my opponent and being like, wow, I've like outplayed you and I have card value and card advantage and this, and then you just play Ulmerk's Crusher and I'm like, okay, I don't have the removal I lost.
I
can jump with my spawn token.
Yeah, somebody drops
only
Iona,
so long, you know.
Just don't play spells anymore. Yeah, I mean it's go. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I slept till 2 o'clock today, so that's all I got.
That's good.
What's your name?
Cole.
And Jeff. Nice to meet you.
It's good to meet you. Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to actually... Do you want to, like...
You going to sit down and work on this?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go see if I can find some more of you guys.
Okay.
So, last night we were talking about Sealed, and I was saying how the best decks I've seen have been basically just are the ones with a bunch of fixing, so you can play a bunch of colors. You know, you just play all your bombs and your what have yous,
mm-hmm.
your removals. I had none of that. I did not have a single Karu. Did not have a single Bounce Land.
That is hilarious because Petey, I ran into
all
Petey.
Of, yeah, I talked to him.
He was like, you know, the deck I didn't want to play. And I was like, that Evan deck.
Yeah.
He's like, yep, that was my pool. I was actually talking.
And he's still there, I guess.
He's still there. Cool.
I assume. Well, he's not here. Maybe they went to a casino, but
I think they're done gambling.
Yeah. So there. Well, basically, so there's no mana fixing. I didn't have much in the way of bombs. A lot of my rare slots were taken up with such notable, amazing staples, standard or modern staples, goddamn, where is it? I'm looking through these cards. I got like Leyline of Sanctity. That's great. It's like $20 or something.
Yeah.
You got Foil Surgical Extraction. Oh, it's like $10.
That's ass.
I got a Daybreak Cornet. I mean, that's like, I
think it's like $12.
Some amount of money. I got a Hercule's Recall. I could get like a couple dollars for that. I don't know if you're noticing anything about these cards, Cole, but they're terrible.
They're not in your deck.
They don't do anything.
I also noticed
Unlimited,
that
they don't
are
do a thing.
Not in your deck.
Yeah, they're right here on the table.
So what were you doing? You were doing Black. You had a Swans of Burnagle?
Yeah, I don't know how to say that card. Swans of Burnagle or something.
An arrest, an O-ring. You need a little bit of removal. But
yeah.
This was trying to be like a synergistic deck.
Yeah, it had some cool synergies and could get some cool stuff going. In the very last match I played, actually, we started game 3 with 3 minutes on the clock. Through no fault of my own. I'm much better about slow playing these days. My opponent was very slow. And I'm like bad at, you know, I don't like being confrontational and being like, you gotta play faster.
Mm-hmm.
I know, obviously I wouldn't say it like that. I mean, I eventually asked him to speed up, but not until we were at like 14 minutes on the clock.
Yeah.
So that's something I need to get better at. But so we went to turns, and in this in this game, this is when I was X and 2, the game I just played before I came here that I'm burning the anger of losing off of.
Yeah. With the lack of alcohol that we actually have.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
But, so, I got a Lilamox Crusher out on turn 6.
Mm-hmm.
I just ramped into an Lilamox Crusher.
That's pretty good.
And this was after I had already gotten out my, is it reassembling?
Yeah, reassembling skeleton.
Reassembling skeleton, Bloodthorn Vampire degenerate.
Yep, combo.
And had, what's that other card that really makes that whole thing go crazy? Oh, so I did Ulamog's Crusher on 6. He killed it. Chimeric Mass on 7 for another huge creature. Yeah. I would have won that match, you know, had we not gone to time. But those are the only two really big guys. I mean, the swans are interesting to play with. So I had one opponent. So these are the creatures, if people aren't aware. It's a 4-3 flyer for 4. Whenever a source deals damage to it, prevent that damage, and the source's controller draws cards equal to the damage prevented. Which works in a lot of weird ways. Like, A, obviously, it can't be destroyed by damage, so you can just, like, eat your opponent's creatures. And you can also, like, mill them.
Because mm-hmm.
you can just start, you know, you put them to, like, whatever amount of life, and they're gonna, you know, they're gonna block your swans with their big flyer every turn when you start attacking them. And then they're, like, drawing whatever, like, they have, like, Quumlocks or something, they're just drawing five cards every turn.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's, when you've gone halfway through a game, you know, that's, it's a pretty sizable threat. But it still just gets outclassed by a lot of the other big, crazy bombs. And I got Comet Storm. The guy hit 11 mana and did 9 damage to 3 creatures in my face. Pretty rough.
Yeah, the theme of the day to me was like a lot of like people just going way up and over the top of you.
So my fun, dirtily
not of you, but of people, and that that the synergistic decks were really like Larry had a very artifact kind of heavy deck and just got crushed by, you know, Eldrazi and Planeswalkers and
yeah, I mean that's kind of sealed for you.
Massive Hydras, like, I think so.
I had some cool stuff.
I talked to Benjamin Lunch.
Oh yeah,
he actually ended up doing your deck, which was like he ended up playing 5-color domain.
Yeah,
because he had
I was talking to him.
Some what is it called? The
where is it?
The fury the it blows. It's a 2-mana burn spell with the domain.
Tribal flames.
He had a couple tribal flames. He ended up beating an opponent who had Karn and Iona on the table.
Wow.
And he had the 2-mana guy with first strike that you can tap. I don't know if it has first strike, but you can tap 5 colors. You know, you tap Wooburg, and it gains, like, +5/+5 and flying and first strike.
Yeah.
And so, like, he like, killed...
Oh,
geez. He killed Karn with it. And then his opponent attacked him with Iona, and he, like, blocked Iona and pumped it. And his opponent was like, oh, and then lost his Iona, which was pretty insane.
Yeah, that's funny. I did a bit of that to people with, like, the Bloodthrown Vampire and Reassembling Skeleton combo, because a lot of people don't see that at first when it's on the board.
Yeah.
So I'm like, they're like, block, I'm like, pump it, infinite. And then I have this sort of, like, really dirtily thing I could do where I could so for 3 mana I can give a creature as much -1/-1 as I want with what is it, Plague, the Sulka, and resembling skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
And I can also do the world's worst shock, which is a 4-mana sorcery speed shock with mortar pod and reassembling skeleton. So reassembling skeleton, like, did a lot of work for me today, but against the better decks,
yeah,
was not very good. Because, you know, your dirtily shit doesn't matter when they just, like,
Karn you.
Drop Karn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or your precursor golem.
Yeah. This format seems very much a little bit like Cube in the fact that, like, up until turn 5, it's kind of like normal Magic, and then after turn 5, like, all manner of hell can break loose.
Yeah. Your Cube, definitely.
Yeah.
One thing that was really cool, interesting, that I was talking to people about today, these were everywhere. It's Cathodians.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw these on the table a bunch, too.
Oh, yeah, this was another combo I had. I could set Cathodian to Bloodthrone Vampire.
Oh, I'm getting to 3 mana.
Make 3 mana and ramp up to Ulamog's Crusher or Chimeric Mask. It was actually a really fun deck to play. I really liked it. It just it didn't match up. It's playing, like, Everflowing Chalice. All sorts of fun shit. But
yeah.
Cathodians were everywhere. It was really funny. Everyone I played against had Cathodians.
Hmm.
Pretty much everyone. Because they're just, like, they're so
efficient as a 3 mana 3/3.
Yeah. And, like, that getting mana isn't a downside anymore because there's no mana burn, so mm-hmm. it's just, like,
do what you gotta do. When I was talking to people, they were saying that the synergistic decks in draft were where you wanted to be.
Yeah.
And in sealed, you kind of just wanted to be more removal and bomb heavy. You know, your typical sealed format.
Yeah.
You just play your bomb to play your removal. The thing is that the bombs in this format are so, like, game-breaking.
Yeah.
You know, they're not your typical bomb where it's just like a 5/5 dragon. It's like, you know, something that just puts you so far behind.
Cards that are just worth all of the money and, you know, older formats. Yeah, and even just the fact that you have more bombs, you know, like, in draft you're lucky to have like one or two.
Mm-hmm.
In sealed, you could easily have, like, 4, you know.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not easily, but you can, it's, I've had, you know.
4 rares that are.
4 just crazy good rares. I mean, I only had 2 with the Swans and the Chimeric Mask, and those were hard to beat. The Ulamog's Crusher is uncommon, but,
I think it's common, assumes, actually.
It's, is it?
Yeah, it was common when it was first printed.
It is common.
Yeah.
But, you know, not many decks can play it. Or, I don't know. In Sealed, actually, in Sealed, it probably gets played more just because the games go later and, like, having an 8-mana spell isn't that bad.
I was talking to Petey, and he faced down 2 Ulamog's Crusher. And he won with, like, no land out.
Oh, jeez.
But he was able to, like, get his Hydra, you know, that the red-green Gruul Hydra, and make, like,
nuts.
A 10-10 off of it. And then drew 2 Tribal Flames and was able to, like, eat one and double Tribal Flames another one.
Yeah.
And scraped one out.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. For the record, though, in that last match, we went to time, and I was like, I asked the guy, would you like to concede to me? And he's like, oh, I really want to go to day 2. And I'm like, yeah, I really do, too. It's going to be really long. It's going to be really hot. No one's going to have any fun. He's like, I know. Sure, you don't want to concede to me? He's like, no. I can't. Maybe we'll make it. Maybe we'll make it at X2-1. I was like, no, buddy. We're not going to make
it. Doesn't work like
it.
That.
And so I tried to convince him a little bit, and he didn't do it. So then I just conceded because I'm a boss. And the judge was very proud of me.
You know, Dave Delgado's judging. Actually, a bunch of people. There's, like, pretty much most everybody from the Bay Area kind of game community is here.
Yeah.
So it was amazing how many people were there.
Ran into the one of the developers at PookaTrade.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah. We got to get Eric Freitag on the show.
Yeah.
You beat him? Nice. And he gave you 1,000 Puka points?
Well.
Wow. Nice guy.
No, you don't want to put that out there.
Okay.
He gave me the 1,000 pick points before I beat him.
Oh, that was nice of him.
I would have won in two games, but I punted really bad in the first game. I just didn't see. I made this alpha strike that's like, he was tapped out. I was like, alright, he's dead. I did this, this, and this. And then I make this attack and I had like a fortify in the deck, so do my fortify. And he like brings over these, starts moving these two Eldrazi spawn tokens over that I just didn't see.
Oh,
I was
no.
like, oh, fuck. And so he just chump blocked at them and killed me on the swing back. And I was like, I didn't. I knew those were there earlier, but they just kind of blended into the map.
Yeah.
Those things blend in really well.
So what was the deal? They gave you all long boxes?
Yeah. They
I saw everybody walking around with a long box, and I was like, what? Why?
It made it a lot easier during the, like... Actually, I don't know why they did that.
And then you had to write your name and DCI number on it?
Yeah, I just threw the thing away. Some kind soul put his in the doorway to keep it open so people could go outside at the back. So it was freezing cold in there. Super cold.
Yeah, sorry I forgot your sweater.
Motherfucker. So after every round, I'd just go out and hang out with the smokers and
yeah.
kind of warm up. Speaking of going out with the smokers, it has nothing to do with the smokers. It's like a MTG pool party going down to the pool right now.
Over there? In our pool?
Yeah, there's a bunch of people over there.
Oh, nice.
Not a bunch, but you know, a couple little groups. Yeah. They're all discussing their magic.
Oh, yeah. Everybody would be. Of course.
I kind of want to go hit the pool.
Let's see if we can go round up some people who craft you.
Six. Seven. I think I'm missing rares.
I have a...
No, it's six. Yeah.
I just keep buying foils. I can't stop. I have foils a problem.
You want a foil vampire? Okay.
No. No, I don't.
How do you feel about...
some foils. Let's see. I got like...
You got a foil surgical extraction.
Yeah, you can keep that too.
About Gnarled Pack?
No.
You don't want Gnarled Pack?
No.
What a wax man Baku. This one looks good. Oh.